The world's biggest oil producer is going public. The Saudi Arabian oil company, also known as Aramco, is offering a small percentage of its shares on the market. Investors can get their hands on the company's shares through the Saudi Stock Exchange starting tomorrow. This will kick off a new era for a company that is state-owned and historically very insular. Here's the world's Shirin Jafari.
Saudi Aramco is the most profitable company in the world, more profitable than Apple, Google, or Walmart. Ellen Wald is the author of Saudi Inc., a book about the history of Aramco. And she says it's hard to overstate the company's role in making Saudi Arabia what it is today.
Aramco is the most important company in Saudi Arabia. In many respects, it is the entire reason that Saudi Arabia has become such a wealthy and successful kingdom.
Aramco started out as an American company, says Walt, owned by four major American shareholders.
In 1980, it was fully sold to the government of Saudi Arabia. In 1988, becoming Saudi Aramco, which is the company that we know it as today.
Today, Aramco is worth $1.7 trillion. That's trillion with a T. And it makes most of its money by pumping oil out of the ground and selling it to the rest of us. So why is the crown jewel of Saudi Arabia, a state-owned oil company, going public now?
Oil production is going to become less and less of an interesting business.
Philip Cornell worked for Aramco from 2014 to 2016 and is now with the Atlantic Council.
And the issue for Saudi Arabia is how quickly can they, let's say, front-end their value and try to leverage their national assets, including Saudi Aramco, and pump that money into programs that might diversify the economy.
Cornell says realistically, global oil consumption is not going to die out completely anytime soon. But companies are concerned about long-term prospects of fossil fuels.
The advancement of things like electric vehicles and other kind of substitutions for oil mean that demand could start to weaken even in this decade.
Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman knows this. He has laid out plans to reduce the kingdom's reliance on oil and expand other non-oil sectors. He's pouring money into tourism, entertainment, and technology. It's not clear exactly where the Saudi government will invest the money from the Aramco IPO, says Ellen Wald.
They do say they want to diversify their economy. Whether or not the sale of shares of Aramco will be able to accomplish this diversification is a major, major question and also a major risk.
But it's a risk that the Saudi state is willing to take. In the meantime, environmentalists are concerned that money raised in this IPO will allow the oil giant to expand. Patrick McCulley is with the Rainforest Action Network, an environmental organization based in San Francisco. He argues Aramco is already big enough.
Aramco is the single largest carbon polluter on the planet. Studies show that it is responsible for the emissions of more carbon dioxide than anyone else.
Last October, a study found that Aramco was responsible for nearly 5% of all global greenhouse gas emissions in the past half century. It produced 13 million barrels of oil a day in the first half of this year. That's more than four times what ExxonMobil produced. McCulley sent a letter to the CEOs of the banks that are involved in Aramco's public offering, criticizing their role in the sale. Nine other environmental groups signed it.
The banks need to start putting some serious pressure on the fossil fuel industry, and that means sending a very clear signal by not getting involved. If there is a long-term financial future, that's going to be at the expense of the planet.
The banks didn't respond to the letter, but McCulley says environmental concerns, as well as Saudi Arabia's human rights records, have dampened investors' interest in Aramco. Initially, it planned to sell 3% of the shares, but now it is scaled back to only 1.5%. It also wanted to list its shares on the international stock exchanges, like in London or in New York. But now the sale is only limited to the Saudi Stock Exchange.
Distinguished speaker here today. So please join me in welcoming Amin Nasser.
Aramco did not respond to an interview request, But at a recent conference in London, the company's CEO, Amin Nasser, acknowledged concerns about oil and climate change.
Without a doubt, oil and gas will be here for many decades to come, but there can also be no question that climate change is among the most significant challenges facing humanity.
But Nasser went on to say that governments should come up with a more holistic approach to reducing their carbon footprint and not just focus on the oil industry. Meanwhile, Ellen Wald, the author of Saudi Inc., predicts tomorrow's sale will likely push Aramco to produce more oil. That's because as a listed company, it will want to increase revenue to attract more investors in the future. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.